Congressman Bill Owens, let's talk North Korea. What is going on?
Well, it seems to me that we have someone who is irrational, who is running the country, and are really, in large measure, making threats which I don't think, at least as they relate to the United States, are goals that can actually be achieved.
But you never know.
But you never know, and he could also cause a tremendous amount of disruption in Southeast Asia.
It's possible he's nuts, right? I mean, we've seen a lot of international actors, Adolf Hitler and others, who turned out, in the end, to be nuts. And then they do things that are unpredictable and awful.
Absolutely. And I think that this is, unfortunately, probably an unpredictable situation. And I think that the steps that we're taking to really, if you will, buck up South Korea, and making sure that we're having conversations with our allies, and I'm sure we're having conversations with the Chinese about this situation. You know, we need to be making sure that there's ongoing dialogue so that this does not escalate to an inappropriate level.
So we don't even know who's in charge over there. I mean, they take this kid, they make him the head guy, he goes out and he looks through the binoculars on the border and the rest. But it could be some general who's running everything and not this Schmagegi.
Well, I suspect that that's highly likely. I would also tell you that, from my perspective, I suspect that our intelligence services have a pretty good handle on that.
Wow. What is the level of fear about all of this among your colleagues in the Congress?
Well, I think that there's, to some degree, a lack of belief that the folks in North Korea can actually deliver on their threats, at least as I said before, as it relates to the United States. Now, whether or not they could take some very destructive action in South Korea, whether they could create destructive activities in other parts of Southeast Asia, that's a little more difficult to ascertain at this point. So I think everyone's watching it carefully, and we're thankful that the United States is taking the steps by doing training missions over there, by moving some fighter aircraft over there. We're taking the right steps at this point, and we're just going to have to keep our eye on it.
Now, what about the Chinese? It seems to me, you know, this is you're much closer to this than I am, but it seems to me that the Chinese are the big kahuna in all of this.
Well, clearly they have the capacity to be. Whether or not they have control of North Korea, I think, is open to question at this point, particularly given the fact that they voted in favor of the recent sanctions, would tell you that they have some real concern.
Yeah, well, they're sitting right there. If A-bombs are involved, they've got to be concerned.
Absolutely, and well, they should be.
Sure. How much do you guys in the Congress get told about what's going on? In other words, you know, you have intelligence committees and all the rest, but what's the level of information that you think that congressmen get?
I think we get a very appropriate level. I've been privy to a number of recent briefings as a result of my role on the Appropriations Committee that have been very informative. They're obviously classified briefings. But I think that the level of information is very good, and you can certainly ask additional questions if you have concerns or feel you're not getting all the necessary information so that you can make sure that you're educated to the level that you need to be.
Now, you are, as you just mentioned, on probably the most important committee in the House of Representatives, the Appropriations Committee. That group are known as appropriators, in other words, money giver outers. And if you need a new battery of missiles or something, if the military need it, they've got to come to you. Therefore, they have to tell you what they need it for. Now, how much of what goes on in government at this stage is off budget? In other words, we read in the paper just recently that you're going to put a new anti-missile battery out there that was going to come on in 2 years. Now it's going to come on now because the Koreans are saying this kind of stuff. And we know that in the war against terrorism and in some of our international entanglements in Afghanistan and other places, some of that stuff was off budget. What's off budget?
Alan, unfortunately, I can't speak to that issue. there are a certain number of things that are classified, and I would tell you that that fits within that category, and I wouldn't be comfortable having that conversation.
No, I understand, of course, Bill Owens, and I respect you for that. What I meant was a more general description of the concept of off-budget, as opposed to whether or not this stuff is off-budget. In other words, we have a budget, we think we know how much we're spending. How close are we to what's going on?
Oh, I think we have a good... I think that the Appropriations Committee, and in particular the subcommittees that handle the intel business, if you will, have a good understanding of what's happening, and I believe the ranking member and the chairs have an even greater level of understanding, as do the folks on the Intelligence Committee, again, the ranking member and the chair of that committee.
We should tell everybody, just because not everybody knows, that the ranking member is the highest person on the minority side.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that the level of information that's disseminated to those folks is at the highest levels. And certainly any other member of the subcommittee could inquire and be provided that information as well. And, you know, everybody has, if you will, different approaches to this and gathers information in different ways. I go to as many of the intelligence briefings as I can possibly make so that I can get a good understanding of what the issues are, how those issues are funded, what's being requested, so I have as broad an understanding as I possibly can.
But I hate to beat this horse, but if the American people are being told all the time what the budget is and what sequestration and all the rest of it, I mean, how can we possibly know what we're doing if there's money that we're not being told about being spent on our defense?
Well, I understand, and it is a very tricky issue, and I would agree with that. But clearly, the total dollars are known. It is how those dollars are, in fact, divvied up, if you will, that may not be completely available to the public. And I think that the issue with that is that you need, because even the disclosure of the expenditure could lead someone to information that they shouldn't have. It's one of those tricky issues we have in a democracy. I agree with that completely. And I don't know quite where the line is, but I do sense that there is a line, and there are times when we need to make sure that what we're doing is protecting America, if you will, generically, and then our troops specifically.
Well, Bill Owens, we love talking to you. You're always great to come by and talk to us. When we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about immigration and your district in particular, okay?
Thanks, Alan.